Hi, everybody. Well, today is another day. And the day is June 18th, 2014. We'll first clear off the date here. If any of you are just having troubles with this date, and today is our Wednesday BBS program. So we'll clear the six. Here we go. So releasing the energy from six. So one, two, three, four, and five. This is much like on the natal chart clearing. The natal clearing that's on the website if you're interested in clearing numbers and tracking devices, names, and stuff like that, that's associated with you. Now we'll do the 18, so clearing that number. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll do, I guess, the 2014 is one lead segment here. So here we go, clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So BBS said that's having a slight problem sometimes with what's happening today, and they're changing formats over on different things. So it's possible that the show might get dropped off. So if we do get dropped, we'll be back, fairly quickly. So, I would not call BBS to describe that because they already know about what they're going through. So they're making a much better transition here to better systems. How glitches happen sometimes. So just bear with us here, and if we do get cut off, then just stay on, and we'll be back with you again here. So let's bring up the light beam. No, I'm going to clear people's emotional stuff here. If you have any emotional energies, think of it right now, and we'll clear that. Or maybe you have something like maybe in your feeling body. Felt hurt or betrayed or had situations, so yourself dealing with energies beyond your control. So here we go. Let's release the energies from you. So think of that one particular situation. Releasing that now. So one. Oh, man. Like a ton of bricks. Two, three, four, and five. Somebody out there has a heavy load. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And you can thank your ancestors. They gave it to you. Just dealing with it now. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll bring up the light beam, everybody. So have that in front of you. We'll bring peace energy into your room, and you'll be more in the moment and enjoying peace. So here comes the light beam energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So let's see. Our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Ann, somewhere?
I am, Ron. I'm right here and happy to be here. Welcome, everyone. And thank you, Ron, for that lovely opening clearing. I always enjoy that. And thank you for clearing the date. We already put on the fast chat that tonight we are going to discuss timeline crashes and some of the free healings. And you mentioned the natal barcode clearing just then, clearing dates. And I wanted to add that now when I do something on the natal barcode, I also put it on the free healing, which is the alien keyword intercept. What do you think about that idea, Ron?
Yeah, that sounds great. Sure. Why not? Very good. Yeah. A lot of people can really work the website very nicely. And a lot of people, maybe like yourself, Anne, have been very creative and figuring out ways that you can augment your clearing by maybe doing some of those, the free ones there, too. So that's really, really nice. I noticed that a lot of people with the newer ones that we put up under the free clearings, they like the remote viewing, the alien remote viewing particular one, because they feel like, wow, this thing left me, It felt like maybe this thing was above your head looking at you. Or at least maybe they have binoculars, and you're under the microscope. And they do that, and they feel wonderful. So there's all different ways you can work the website and have it bring you more peace. That's the bottom line, is you want to become peaceful. Oh, Ann, I guess back to you. We'll see what comes out of the hat here tonight.
Okay. Well, we do have some comments already about the free healings. And I wanted to just say, Ron, suppose someone's listening tonight for the first time, how could we describe to them what a keyword, what we mean by that, a keyword, why we want to cancel those out?
Okay, keywords like what you have on your computer. You want to do a search, you put a keyword in. Normally what you type in would be keywords, and then the spiders go out, oddly enough, using spiders, go to the web, and then they find text which has those keywords in it. And then you all of a sudden land yourself into, just say, a website with that information. Well, the keywords are what they use to track you. Aliens use that. Your name is a keyword. Well, you're the only one with that name, more than likely. So that's a tracking device for you. Your phone number could be, your address could be, you know, anything that deals with you can be a keyword, and it's used to bring you forward into the realms of the darkness, as the aliens want to control you and the energy around you. So along with the keywords, kind of flipping that a little sideways with another name could be handlers. You could have handlers connecting to you also that are physical, and your animals could be a handler. Okay, you could have a dog or a cat all keeping tabs on you. That's a possibility. And then also there's people that maybe are asking you what you're doing today, how are you feeling. You know, you shouldn't do that today. Let's go with me. I want to do this here. So, you know, things like that, just keeping tabs on you. So not only do the aliens do it, but maybe the aliens are controlling or being in the body of somebody, like a shapeshifter, we'll say, in a body, keeping tabs on you also. I'm sure for the first-time listeners, this is really great news for them. I go, man, I know my goldfish always watches me. Well, that could be something, you know, keeping you in tab, you know, watching you all the time from the fishbowl. I don't know what's inside of there, you know. Interesting. In fact, I'll do this now for people. I'm going to change the format slightly, so this will be kind of with our paranormal night, but I'm going to take out the cameras that you may have in your eyes, okay? Well, if you're a newbie, you're going to go, oh, yeah, right. Well, when I do this at expos, people will start to see better. I don't know what they think after that happens, because I very seldom have anybody talk to me, you know, unless they're really interested in what we're doing. But a lot of people, they don't know really where to put what I'm telling them, because it's so cutting-edge information that they probably don't get it. And maybe the implants go off so that they go, oh, yeah, right, you know. But here we go. Left eye, everybody. So, take out the left eye implant. Now, how are you going to know if you had something? Well, when I pull it out, if your eye kind of waters or your body jerks, both of those are a real common situation when I do this here. And you might even see better. Here we go. Left eye, getting the camera out here. Okay, I'll count to 10. Release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There it's out. So, see what happens. We'll do the right eye now. Here we go. Don't always have them in both eyes. Go, right eye. Oh, boy. A little heavier. Maybe they like right eyes better. I don't know. But here we go. I got it. Here we go. Auger by the tail, coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. That's released. So if you want to, you know, send us a quick email and CLS questions at Yahoo, just acknowledging that maybe you had something, you felt a change, or you're seeing better, and maybe even your eyes have changed colors. Now, a lot of times when I pull the cameras out of people, the eye will turn black. If you look in the mirror and one eye is blue and one is black, and you go, uh-oh, it'll probably balance out within 10 minutes. This is what I have seen all the time. So I don't think it takes longer than 15 to get your eye color to be back the way it was. So if you do look kind of freaky when you look at yourself, just know it's just part of the process, and the eye will get back to the original color of your eyes. So we'll see what we get there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Now, I just heard a tone. Do we possibly have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hello.
Alf, hello. We are on the air. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Jay, and I'm in New York.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for calling in. Go
ahead. I just have one question. Ron, what do you, in your opinion, what's the status of the spirit of a person that is finding your show and listening to you, you know?
I have to say that a little differently. But the people that normally come to me, I've been in New York quite a while. I don't know, 7 years maybe, for expos back there, I'm guessing. I'm not completely sure, but I do go, well, now they're at the Pennsylvania. Used to be at the New Yorker Hotel. So I've been back there two times a year, sometimes three. With Mark's expo. So the people that come and see me, I can just tell you, at first the people didn't really know what I was talking about too much because it was all over their heads. And, you know, I might have maybe on a low event going back on those original years, maybe 20, 30 people listening to me. Now when I go back to the expos, it's typically standing room only. So the rooms typically, you know, I'll just say will hold 80 to maybe 120 people. So the type of person that comes to me is somebody who is kind of disgusted with New Age metaphysics. They've already heard it. There's so much disinformation out there. And they know that there's some truth out there someplace, but they haven't been told it. That's the person that I normally get. And, you know, I have people that... will always come and see me at least at one of the lectures or workshops that I put on because they want to see what's new and what I'm doing. That answer your question?
Yeah, you know, your show is real great, so thanks a lot. See you later.
Okay, thank you
for calling, Jay.
You've been at the expo there, Jay? Have I seen you before?
You were in New York about a month after I moved, so I just missed you.
Oh, rats.
I was in the city, but then I moved out, you know, very recently, and I just missed you. But you know, your show is great, so I just listen all the time.
Oh well, thank you so much.
Have you done some of the free healings that are on the website, Jay?
Yeah, of course, lots of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And have you been able to do your emotional body clearing yet?
Well, actually, not yet, but, you know, soon enough.
Okay, good. Well, keep in touch. You can call in again. We'd love to hear how you're feeling after you do that.
If you happen to be back there, we're going back again in October. So I'll be back in October again, the New Life Expo. And it's across the street from, you know, Penn Station there. Thank you for calling.
Okay, that's great.
Anything I can
all right,
do for
thank you. See you later.
Yeah, anything I can do for you since you called in, since you're quite a ways away?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're across the states from me, so that's a great opportunity.
Okay, sounds good. If whatever type of... clearing that you think is would be correct for right now, you know, and I'll sit here and listen to what you have to say, you know.
Okay, let me see what I can pull out of the hat here. So, let's see here. All that I can pick up that everybody else could use, maybe you, is a clearing which I don't have on the website, but it's like a happiness clearing. So I'll do that one. That one seems to come up. That's what I'm seeing right now. So maybe some people out there are a little shaky, aren't feeling too happy. Remember, we just sort of went through, you know, the event, you know, for Father's Day here. So. Here we go, being unhappy, so I'll do a clearing to take away those energies. If you happen to feel unhappy or a sadness type of situation, I'll release that one energy from you of that particular situation. So here we go. This is sadness, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. and unhappiness I'll release. Might be the same thing, but think of that maybe another issue or the same one. One, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll bring in the peace energy so that you're more neutral and you feel better. So here we go, peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie dokie.
How'd that feel, Jay? Oh, I guess he hung up. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, extremely neutral. So that's good. I mean, that's neutral.
Yep, neutral is where you really want to be. That way you're out of duality and you can be in source energy with your spirit and then have the options of what source energy offers for manifestation. So that's where you want to be all the time, is in source energy. Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you very much, Jay.
Thank you. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. That was a wonderful clearing. And I think it's wonderful that Jay said neutral, because I know when I first started doing the healings, I was a little surprised at having to be neutral, to learn that all of a sudden we don't want to be emotional. And our culture and our families and all put so much emphasis on being emotional, like it's very important. And to just drop all of that is a wonderful feeling. So we have a couple of other comments on the fast chat about the free healings, because as I said, I put on there we're going to discuss them tonight. So somebody said, I use the free clearings every day. They work. Someone else said, my all-time favorite is the gray sky clearing. When I see a storm coming, it goes the other way, and I get sunshine.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We've heard a lot of those stories, right, Ron?
I hear a lot of people talking about them, and it's very wonderful.
Right. And someone else said, most of all, being peace-centered is important. And I think that's so true. In addition to the healings, to do your basic three things, really, or four things that you suggest we do all the time, increase our life force energy, drop our thoughts down into our heart center, and be only on the CLS Now timeline of light. And then also to shrink wrap before we go out.
That's good.
And we have more... someone said, my left eye got numb on the second release when you were clearing the cameras out of our eyes, Ron. And I wanted to say that I felt it in my right eye. As you were saying that the right eye seemed heavier to you, I would have to agree there, because it's still tearing a little bit. So thank you for doing that, Ron. And then we have a couple of other testimonials here on the fast chat. This is not about the free healing, but I just purchased the body jumpstart clearing. I felt my spirit come more into my body than ever before. I actually cried, and now I am so much more peaceful. Recommend this to everyone. That is a wonderful healing.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And then we can talk more about that, too. We actually started to talk about that on a show recently and never finished the discussion, so maybe we'll do that Saturday night. Someone else said, my birthday is the 31st of October, and I cleared that, feeling much better. So I think she's referring back to the alien keyword that we talked about at the beginning.
Oh, and it could also be the natal clearing, too. Yeah, remember, all those things track you.
Right.
Oh, and maybe even the time of your birth. It's interesting. As you realize that these things are put on you and you're connected to them, energetically corded to all these names and things and events, and you just wonder, you know, how that could be done, and it happens in time. Look at it another way, just to make it a little simpler for the newbies. Let's just say that you have a certain type of clothing or dress and you look a certain way, okay? So everybody that's around you, we'll say you go to work at an office and you have to wear a suit. So everybody in the office is wearing, you know, very similar suit as what you probably have in the same price range because you're dealing with people in a certain monetary income. So you're all having a certain price suit and you all sort of, you know, look the same. And you're resonating with the same energy. So what I'm kind of getting to you is all those people with those suits are kind of connected to that soup. I mean, the soup. Yeah, you are connected to the soup, but the suit mentality of what you're, you know, wearing, okay? Now, if you happen to go in there, you know, coming in with just maybe, you know, some kind of sneakers on or something and, shorts or something going to work, you would not fit into that mindset. You still do your job, but you would not be energetically connected to all of those people because you don't look like them. That's what I'm trying to say. So that's how these keywords and phrases and natal information and whatever you're dealing with, your, you know, street address, car license, the type of car you have, all this is a way to connect to you. So as if you change that persona or get rid of, we'll say, those keywords, then all of a sudden you become free. So that's kind of what I'm talking about, why it's so good to do those clearings. Now, if you happen to have an illness, let's just say that you have froggy throat illness, okay? So you sound like a frog, you know, when you're talking. So everybody who has the froggy throat illness will be energetically connected together in a mindset energy of the darkness. And so any alien could tap into that soup bowl where you all are sitting, you know, froggy throat soup bowl, and you can all be connected energetically together, and that's what happens. Whatever you're dealing with in a particular, like a physical pain or something like that, everybody else who has that pain is also connecting to you. Even though it may not look like it or feel like it, but you're going to start noticing that people will show up in your life with your particular type of situation. Or even, you know, let's just say that you go out and for some reason you could probably use cars, I guess, for an example. You're thinking about buying a certain car, and then you buy this car, and you never saw this car on the street before hardly, you know? Oh, maybe once in a while. Now you get your car. All that you see is that car, or maybe the same color of car that you wanted, in other cars. And that's because you're now drawing these things to you with that mindset. Now, going even further, could the aliens, these unwanted universal travelers, be dropping these cars and all around you too to connect you? That's a possibility. But basically, you kind of don't know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, what you thought was so unique and precious, we'll say, and one of a kind, all of a sudden, now you see 50 of them, and you go, wow, what's this? You know, they're all here. So that's kind of what happens, because you're now in that mindset of energies. That mindset energy now puts you into that soup bowl. Now you're dealing with the same energy of everybody else in that soup bowl. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I couldn't help but think when you were talking about things, I forget that great disease you made up, whatever disease you might have. Our culture so supports that mindset, doesn't it? It has charities for all the different diseases. There are commercials for the drugs that talk a lot about the diseases. There are self-help groups. There are places you can go online and books you can read about whatever your illness is and your disease is, and that just strengthens all of that mindset, doesn't it, Ron?
Yep, it certainly does, and it can suck you into it. The hardest thing to heal in somebody is if they happen to see what's wrong with them. So another way of stating that, say you go to the doctor and you have a broken arm and you don't know how bad it is, okay, but you know that it's broken. So and it's not popping out of your skin, so you know that you have a broken arm, but you just can't really see it, but it hurts. Well, if the doctor shows you the x-rays of that, very possibly it will take longer for you to heal that broken arm. Why is that? Because your mind now got a hold of it, and you saw it. No, it's not normal, right? Because your other arm isn't like that. Right away, you put all this energy on a particular situation, like, oh, man, I got this broken arm, and it's so bad, and it looks like that. Automatically, you're imprinting it with everything that you can even think of, and you're really in the fear mode, and that's going to be your mindset, and your poor body now is getting all these energy blockages on it, you know, that is preventing it from healing. So, you know, your body, you know, as long as the arm is set, we'll say, you know, will take care of itself. And it will go through and do this perfectly because that's what it knows how to do. Remember, every day it's doing something for you. Probably every second it's doing something that you know nothing about. But once you get your mind involved with it, then all of a sudden you start to imprint it with your thoughts. And naturally, you know, a broken arm is not a good thing to have. And you know that it takes so long to get it healed. And now you're going to have all these other conditions on it. You can't do this. You can't do that because of your broken arm. Now you got all this negative energy on your broken arm, and it's so much harder to heal. So for me, when somebody talks to me about their illness, they go, I have this here. And I normally just say, well, what, you know, instead of having this, you know, 25-lettered word of what you have, what's your problem? They go, I got pain here. Okay, that's all I need to know. Out of balance. I don't need to know what exactly it is. And this is where it's affecting you. If I go into that mode, as far as doing healing, it's much easier to connect with that energy than it would be, you know, having to read, you know, 10 pages of information and how it's going to probably eventually kill you or something. It's so much harder to heal once you find out everything about your illness. Naturally, because we have all the information on the web, you know, you got that froggy throat illness, and you're talking like a frog a little bit. And a horse, and you look it up on the internet, you're probably going to find reams of information on it, and you have a hard time getting rid of it because now you're imprinting all this negativity, all this knowledge, remember, knowledge is the problem, into your throat. And how are you going to get it healed? It has to go through and backtrack all of that stuff. Well, that's what happens. So, you know... That's the old saying, you know, curiosity killed the cat. Just let it go. Or you have something, and, you know, I'm not saying not to go to the doctor. I'm not even going there. What I'm saying is you don't want to give yourself more of a blockage and more stuff with your illness or problem, because it's going to be harder for you to heal it because you're actually building a wall around it of negativity, and you have to release it. So I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. That's wonderful information. And I wonder if we could have a sample of the mental body clearing, and maybe we could each think of something that we may have gotten caught up in mentally.
Okay, so think of a mental situation. And I guess mental people would probably have worry. That's definitely a thing that you're going to worry yourself to death on something. So you could take the word worry and then look and see how you're worrying on something or fretting. Remember, if you didn't have the past reality, then you wouldn't have to worry about a mental clearing, because past was not with you, then you don't have anything to worry about. Remember, you're only worrying and having situations mentally because you're looking at the past history of your trauma and drama and of what happened in the past. Well, that's where the problem comes from. So you want to neutralize that emotional body. That's why we have the emotional whole lifetime clearing. Oh, well, here we go, everybody. Think of your own particular favorite situation that's haunting you. It could be anything. It could even be going to the grocery store and wanting to grab that bag of potato chips, and you go, no, I can't have that. And your mind's going, oh, have that. Or maybe the entities pop in. No, I want you to get that. But it's still all mental. They're communicating you mentally. But your body automatically grab a bag of potato chips or grab anything? I don't know. I don't think it would. No. If you go into a store and you don't have any aughts, no, I don't know what your body would do. Might be a good experiment to see. It might just go for the healthier foods, knowing what it is already and just what it really would like to have, rather than what you think your needs are. Here we go. Let's do a clearing. I'll count to 10 to release that mental trigger, we'll say. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good-o. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. We have, I would like to keep going on the free healings. There are more to talk about, but I want to not be sure that we don't miss any of the emails that we have in. So I'm going to cut away the emails, and then if we have time, we'll get back to talking about the free healings. The first one is, this is something we talked about recently, Ron, and a listener, and this is a long-time listener and someone that's done a lot of the healings. Is it too late to buy the emotional clearing for someone who has passed away 21 years ago?
Yeah, it probably won't do any good because they're not in their body, and the emotional clearing goes with their body. But looking at it another way, the emotions of that person could put you onto a timeline. If you think about that person, the reason why I'm bringing this up because the person thought about the person that passed on, okay, about their emotions. So that means that they're probably having some of those emotions from that person in them. So, you know, typically, I don't think it's going to do much good because the physical body is no longer here. But, you know, I'm not sure what the, you know, that the person is buried, you know, with the body. The body is still actually here. And is it going to hold the charge of the emotions? I would say probably not, because people who have their near-death experiences come out the other side of that as a different person, as their emotions were taken away from them, and now something else is coming up for them to work on. And so they have a different mindset, we'll say, in a sense, because the mindset works with the emotions that's stored in the body. So that's your cellular memory. And your mind energy that's bringing you what you want to deal with in this lifetime is from that. It's activated, and then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride or physical problems with that particular mindset. But with the emotions being the bones, I'm not sure. I really haven't checked that out. It could be. You'd have to almost try it to see. No. It's a very, very good question, but normally the emotional clearing, you know, is designed and used for somebody who is still living, not somebody who's passed on. You can do the emotional body release, which is the one for the deceased loved ones. That one you want to do and probably should do, because all those emotions will come back into you from that person, like if it's a family member or something, because they body hop family, people. You could have an entity in you from, great-great-great-grandfather, because that emotional body hasn't been released, and it needs and knows you, so it comes into you because you're in the family line. That's what you'd want to do with that clearing. Like, get rid of the emotional body, get it returned back to the earth spirit. I didn't say back to the earth. Back to the earth spirit so we can deal with it. Probably dematerialize it. So it would be interesting if somebody were to do that clearing first for somebody who passed on quite a while ago, but I personally don't think it would do any good. So I would say I'm 99% correct on that one. 1% I'm not sure of, okay? But you could be resonating to it because you're thinking about their emotions, okay? And that could be the emotional body of that person. But first to the emotional body. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Just to clarify a couple of things, if you are still grieving over someone who's deceased, it would probably be your time better spent and your money as well to put that through your own emotional body clearing. And then if someone died fairly recently, definitely you want to do the deceased loved one's clearing. And then if another scenario, this is what I believe you said on another show, if someone is coming to, like you feel a person's energy with you, like these psychics are talking to people all the time, or someone thinks that their mother comes and visits them and talks to them. Somebody told me recently that their son comes to them through their dog. Now, that might need an emotional clearing. Is that what you said before, Ron?
Yeah, that's the deceased loved ones.
So it's still deceased loved ones if the person's coming to you. Okay.
Anybody who's died that you know about, they will almost always come and visit you because they need a body to come into, and maybe they want to talk to you. So I would definitely, if you know anybody personally that died, do that deceased loved ones clearing. I think it's $50. That will get rid of the emotional body so they won't be haunting you and also family members. You know, you may not even be a family member. Maybe you were a fishing buddy, or maybe you guys saw each other all the time, on the subway or something, going to work. And you didn't really know who they were. Then all of a sudden you find out that, where'd that guy go to? And you ask somebody on the subway, we'll say, and they go, oh, no, he died 2 weeks ago, And you go, oh, man, I seen him for 5 years on the subway every day, but I never talked to him. And now all of a sudden you get glimpses of him showing up like a little silhouette around where he used to sit. And you go home to eat, and all of a sudden you see that he's at your dinner table with you. And you think that you're kind of getting whacked out. You don't know what's happening, what's wrong with you for seeing something like that. And now they start to haunt you at night in your dreams, et cetera. Well, do that clearing. Remember, these emotional bodies need to attach to a physical body, get energy to live. And it doesn't matter, who they connect to, but they are going to probably connect to people that they have seen and or known. So, like if you're listening to the program and you say, I've been seeing, Aunt Harriet, off and on, or, I kind of like that food that she used to like or fix. We used to go to her house and she fixed this special dish, and now I'm finding myself going out and I never really liked sushi before, but she loves sushi and I'm buying sushi now. And geez, that's kind of weird, but I know she liked it. Well, she may have come into your body to taste sushi, okay? Oh, anyway, that's how you want to look at that. So, anybody that you know that has passed on, do that emotional body. It doesn't matter when they left, they're still going to be here. And if you want to get their spirit out of here, then do the deceased loved one's spirit clearing, and that will release the spirit so it won't be forced into the reincarnation process. Probably need to catch that spirit about a month after his death, body. Anything typically after that, more than likely the dark side already has it.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you for all that information. Could we have a sample of grief healing? I know you don't have a specific healing for grief. It's part of the emotions, but since we're talking so much about death.
Yeah, there we go. So think of something that's bothering you for grief. You're all going to release that from you, that one particular situation that you're viewing right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's released. Hey, that's you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, on to the next email. This is about timeline crashes. May I crash timelines about my husband? He's about to cross the Pacific in a small sailboat, and I'm hoping this would be a way to keep him safe. For example, she would put in, crash all timelines where my husband is in danger, especially at sea.
Yeah, I guess that would work. Normally you want to get it zeroed in more. What I would do is, since he's in a sailboat, and maybe he's talked to you about situations that could occur with the sailboat, okay? So typically, let's just say that he talked about the sail ripping, right? And he had a concern about that, and he went out and he got a special sail that wouldn't rip, okay? Well, that now, we'll say, is an emotional situation that he could come into and could cause big problems, okay? That's already up on a plate, we'll say. It's ready to come down, you know, that conveyor belt here. So I would crash that if he talked to you about that situation, more than being safe, because he's already has a charge on maybe the sail tearing or something like that. Or maybe he thinks the pulley's going to go bad or talked about that, so he bought some new ones. Well, you know, you can buy something new that's defective, okay? I don't know about that. Oh, what you had before worked great, and you bought a new one because you thought you needed to do that, and the new one isn't as good as the old one sometimes. So anyway, look and see what he's talked to you about his deep concerns about doing this, all right? And the deep concerns is what's going to get him. So you want to timeline crash those deep concerns of what he had. And also, you want to clear your timeline crashes on your concerns, because since you're related and involved and energetically corded, your concern now is going to be transferred on to him. That can make his job even worse or harder and have troubles because you're worried about something. Oh, the plot thickens. So back to you, Ann.
Also, I wonder if the billboard clearing could be used for him. Would that help, Ron, for him to, you know, to amp up his sort of his safety and positive thinking?
Well, possibly. Now, let's just say that he is doing this to compete with other people, okay? Mm-hmm. But yeah, other people could be putting onto his billboard that, you know, he's not going to win or not going to come in first place. I'm just suggesting this here. You may get somebody who doesn't really like him. Maybe, you know, he has, you know, brown hair and everybody else has blonde hair and they don't like brown hair people, you know? Or maybe somebody's out there, they don't really like him because he looks a little different. Maybe the wrong nationality or something. And they want to put on there that his boat sinks, you know? But that can all go on to your psychic billboard. So it's what you have yourself. So for him, he's probably thinking that he just wants to go where he's going, going from point A to point B, and I'm safe. So that's his concern, okay? But other people could be saying, you know, I hope his boat sinks. So right away, that's a lot of negativity there. And then the aliens are probably reading it. That's the next box. Going, oh, the boat's going to sink? Aha! We'll put our energy into that, too. So now you got two against one. You want to probably clear that. But the trouble is with the psychic billboard, you need to know how other people are responding to you. Be interactive with it. So you could probably do that, and I know it will work, but may not be as effective as it would be to be doing timeline crashes. So, you know, that's kind of how you want to look at it. Remember, just think of people playing any kind of sports. Oh, just, you know, football or even, you know, baseball, basketball. We could take football. That's probably the worst. And, you know, as far as people hurting each other, body contact. So you have one side rooting for one team, you know, in the bleachers, and the other side rooting for the other team, and both teams are putting out psychic attacks, you know, to all the players, especially when that ball's being thrown, and the person's going to catch it. One side thinking, I hope he catches the ball and runs and makes a touchdown. The other people are saying, gee, I hope the guy, doesn't catch the ball. Or if he does catch it, that he gets maybe hurt or harmed in the process as he gets tackled. That game, or in any game like that with sports, get all that psychic attack energy. If you have ever seen any movies on TV, they had the poor, when Rome, the poor, gladiators out there fighting other gladiators, in the Colosseum and stuff, or, having animals chase them down. People are rooting for that person to lose. Get all that energy out there. And how do you combat that? It's very difficult. They're giving their energy into the other person, the opponent, we'll say, or the person they want to win. Their energy is going that way. And the person could use it, just like psychic attack energies. So I hope that helps you. So back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And another question about timelines, and I'm not sure if we've discussed this one before. This listener, I'll paraphrase the email. The listener has a dog who's having some physical issues. Can she do a timeline crash on her dog?
Huh? Animals normally take to healing much easier because they don't watch TV and the radio and everything else. They don't know about everything that could be going wrong with them. Yeah. Do a whole bunch of timeline crashes on your pet or animal, and get the energy off of them. And then also make sure that your concern is being diluted too. If you're concerned, remember, you're putting that energy of your concern onto your poor animal or pet, and how's they going to get well if you're really concerned about it? Because you're looking at, you're judging it, okay, as not being normal. Also put yourself in there. Do one for yourself, how you feel about your animal. And then also do one for your animal of their condition. And get them off those timelines so that they can heal.
Right, so you could actually timeline crash worry about my dog.
Yeah, and you could be causing the problem for your dog by worrying so much about it. Dog is just taking the energy that you're giving it about worry. Dog could be having a situation, maybe becoming sick or something, or having something created by your thoughts. The thoughts are things once they become manifest into the physical.
Right. Okay, Ron, thanks so much. That's good news. And I know you've said the emotional body clearing is good to do for everybody's pets, and they might even need other healings as well. Is that right?
The emotional one's the big one.
Right.
If you got a pet or animal that wasn't a pound, but it could have been in a pond.
Could have been.
Or a big cat's short legs,
Right.
It. Anyway, if that's trauma. So, maybe the dog got frightened. Maybe it lost its owner, so now it has heartbreak. Hearing it shaking a lot. As it could have died or something. They have a lot of issues, too. If you did get one that, came from, shelter, we'll say, then I'll look at it and say, gee, what could this animal possibly have picked up? And then from there, do a clearing on that and do some timeline crashes. That'd be great. Or just do the anxiety clearing or fear clearing. Well, maybe it had some pain. Maybe, it got a broken foot or something and it's fixed now, but it still has that pain energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, clear it out of it, A lot of people would probably do more for their pet than they will do for themselves. So if you're that type of person, not that much for a pet or animal, They don't live that long, and clear it out so they can have a nice life. I don't know. I got a little bit of time. I worked with a couple who had a cat. I mentioned this on one of the shows a long time ago. into the house, and they had this cat, and the lady had the cat before she met the man. So the cat didn't like males. Then along with that, didn't like anybody else but the lady. So anybody that came over, the cat would run real quick and take off. So I'm seeing that. Or I said, well, I'll do an emotional clearing for the cat. So I did an emotional clearing, and the cat was about maybe 3-4 years old or something. Didn't, you know, take long at all. And then the cat showed up from one of the rooms, and we're in the living room watching, you know, because the cat was, you know, we could see the cat coming. It came from like a bedroom, we'll say, where it was sleeping, and they had the food in the garage, and it had a pass this hallway. All of a sudden, the cat keeps his head around the corner, walks into the room where we are, and lays down. Their mouths drop. They go, wow, this cat never has done that. Normally, looks around the corner to see who's here, but hears strange voices and darts, you know, into the garage to eat some food. And then, you know, it's the same thing in reverse. The cat just came by and was purring and everything else. It was like, I couldn't believe that the cat was, you know, like it was a different cat, you know. But yeah, that was just an emotional clearing. So, you know, definitely do your pets and animals. They go through so much more than we could even know about. Plus, they're taking on your energy. So whatever mission, this is kind of a hard thing to tell people, but whatever your pet or animal has, they probably took it from you, living better because they took on that particular illness or situation or mindset, but you would not have it. And that's a sad thing that animals do for their owners. That's one reason why you want to be the best you can be, to get rid of your anxieties and your problems so your animal doesn't have it either. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. That is just so much wonderful information. Thank you very much for that. Another thing I just wanted to mention because, well, two things. I've noticed this with my cat, and she's pretty happy in general. I have done the emotional clearing for her, but she definitely will get entities sometimes. And then I felt like one time when we went away and someone took care of her in our absence that she was courted. So am I right about that? Can cats pick up entities and can they be courted by people?
Oh, they can definitely get entities, yes. Uh-huh. You hear about that all the time. You hear how, gee, you had this dog for a long time and he or she went up and bit somebody. So that's not really my dog. It doesn't do that. So, yeah, you definitely want to be careful with that because they can pick up these things. You just do an entity clearing on them.
Okay, and what about the courting?
They could become courted. If there's an entity in there, I think they could be courted to that pool of energetic courtings for whatever it would be. So, you know, if somebody liked the cat or dog, we'll say, or liked your chicken, I think about it all the time. Yeah, they are courting it, okay? Typically, you would think that your particular animal belongs to you and your pet, you know, and that nobody's going to want it or try to steal it. But they can take the energy from it, and they can be envious. And being envious could be courting your animal or pet, and there could be problems with them, too. Animal having the energy of that person. Let's just say, I'll go a step further. Let's just say that there's a person who is, I guess, nuts. We'll just call a person nuts, okay? Not to give any other terms off. So this person is really nuts. Everybody knows the person is nuts. And they like your dog. And they see the dog, and they really want to have that dog. And maybe they try to steal it a couple times from you. But you know that, you know, their mind is a little messed up, so they're nuts. That person can be courting your dog, and your dog become nuts like that person because they're courting it. Yep, very possibly.
Wow. Okay, Ron, thanks. And just to remind everyone, you do a one-hour courting release, and I'm just checking to make sure I have it right. Oh, unfortunately, that one was yesterday. Every Tuesday at 5:30 Pacific time, Ron does a one-hour call, healing call, where he removes cords from people. Tomorrow, the healing call is to remove clone bodies, and Friday's call is to remove entities. And they all start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And just while I'm doing this, I'll make one more announcement. This Sunday is the last of the 8-hour calls for this month, and that starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday the 22nd. So if you can get on that call where Ron does physical rejuvenation and you get to actually go to the light ship for your healings, I really recommend that. It's a wonderful, wonderful time. Anything else, Ron? It's time to wrap up.
That's it. So,
can we maybe do a quick mind to heart drop maybe before we go?
Yeah, that sounds great. So mind to heart drop, everybody. Remember, you have to say it out loud, otherwise you're going to be in the land of darkness, thoughts, and it's not going to help you out at all. So here we go. Want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. That's simple. So now you're going to go from being not in peace to peace. Probably in peace anyway during this show, but, this you can do anytime you like. You got to do it 3 times a day, if not more. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, thank you, and you have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later, everybody.
Thank
you, Ann.
BBS Radio.